We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Wednesday, February 5th. As the 24th-ranked CU men's basketball team begins the second half of the Pac-12 conference slate, hosting Cal on Thursday and Stanford on Saturday, the Buffs find themselves in a five-way tie in the loss column atop the conference standings, with Oregon, USC, Stanford, and Arizona, and with three other teams only a game back in the loss column. Coming off a split at the L.A. schools last week, Tad Boyle's message to his team this week has been about understanding that his Buffs are no longer the hunter, they're the hunted down the stretch of the regular season.
We are not a team that's sneaking up on anybody anymore.
No.
I mean, we are a team that's getting everybody's best shot. And you got a team like UCLA, those kids are not at UCLA because they can't play. You don't get a scholarship to play basketball at UCLA if you're not talented. And they're talented, and they've got pride, and they're getting better. They've won four of their last five. So as disappointed as I am in the result, and certainly that was a winnable game, sometimes you have to say, you know, UCLA deserved to win that game. And our thought for the day today, Mark, was the hungry cat catches more mice. And what I wanted our players to realize is that that's really what college basketball comes down to when you've got two talented teams going head-to-head. It's who wants it more. And
right.
And the one area where that shows up is in the rebounding column. When they've got 10 more rebounds than we have, and every one of those rebounds was a missed shot on one side of the floor or the other, and they got 10 more than us, they were the hungrier cats that night. And we weren't. And now against USC, we played with a little bit more determination and toughness and hunger. And that's what we have to realize and understand and at least have that kind of effort and intensity and toughness every night.
So the Buffs are back home this week with the Bay Area schools coming to town, beginning Thursday night with the Cal Golden Bears. You can hear the game on the Colorado Basketball Network beginning at 5:30 with the Buffs warm-up pregame show presented by Safeway. We'll have the tip-off between Colorado and Cal at 6. You can hear it in Denver on 850 KOA and 94.1 FM. For more on the Buffs hitting the midway point of the Pac-12 slate, check out Neil Welk's coverage currently at CUBuffs.com. Meanwhile, the Colorado women's basketball team looks to get back in the win column this week after getting swept at home last weekend versus two top 10 teams in Oregon State and Oregon. The Buffs will be on the road. They'll battle the Washington schools, playing at Washington State on Friday and UW on Sunday. And track and field, Joe Klecker and Danny Jones have been named the CU Athletes of the Week, presented by Aero for this past week. Klecker, a graduate student, distance runner from Minnetonka, Minnesota, took down the Colorado Mile soil record Friday evening when he ran a 401 flat mile. The mark is the fastest in the nation after conversion, which puts the time at 3:55.13. Klecker was just 1.01 seconds from becoming the first male ever under the four-minute barrier on Colorado soil. Jones, meanwhile, a senior distance runner from Phoenix, ran a school record of the women's 800, winning the race at 204.38 seconds this past weekend. The record was the longest-standing women's record set in 1978. She's now second in the nation of the event and owns four marks in the top three in school history. I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.